I'm Mark McKenzie, and joining me in the studio now is Lieutenant Colonel Dougie Graham, the commanding officer of Two Scots. Dougie, good to see you, and first things first, congratulations on your recent operational honour.
Thank you for that. As with all of these things, it's a reflection really of the great work that the Jocks did out in Afghanistan this time last year through till the spring. So it's very much a reflection of the work that they did, and it comes to me, and it should probably go to everyone.
Back for about 6 months now, how is life now that the guys are all back?
We spent most of 2010 preparing feverishly for the deployment. I think we did a great job in Afghanistan. I think we were able to hand over to our brothers in Four Scots, in the Highlanders Four Scots, we were able to hand over a situation that was much improved from the one we'd taken over. So, and really the last 6 months have been really sort of catching up with families, catching up with some of the things that we hadn't had a chance to do last year and then on the deployment. Bit of sport, some adventure training, inevitably some of the public duties. We provided the commitment for the tattoo this summer, and really just getting back to some of the soldiering that we haven't been doing whenever we were preparing for Afghanistan.
Looking back at the deployment, it is a big build-up. There's all the training. That all stands the guys in good stead. As far as being commanding officers concerned, can you look back now and think, I ticked all the boxes, we achieved everything we went out there to do?
I think so, yeah. The 9 months preparation for the deployment is hard work. And the guys spend an awful lot of time away from their families, and someone described it to me as the 6 month tour before the 6 month tour. But I'm really clear in my own mind that one of the reasons that we were able to bring every one of our guys back is that the guys put in so much hard work in the training and the preparation, and that stood them in such good stead that when they faced danger and they were in constant combat, that actually they were able to take advantage of all that training, and I think it paid off.
And so to the future, which for you is a wee bit unclear at the moment, because you're about to leave the army.
I am. I hand over the command of the battalion to Lieutenant Colonel Robin Lindsay. I've had a great time in the army, Mark, over the last 20 years. I've been some wonderful places, met some great people, and it's been a real privilege working with soldiers. It's been brilliant. I've absolutely loved it. I've loved being a soldier, and I'm off for a new challenge, as yet undefined, a bit grey at the moment, but I'm sure something will turn up.
And I'm sure that your CV will open up many, many doors for you as well with what you've achieved and the experience that you've gained in the army.
Well, you never can tell, but I hope that for I or any other soldier, there's no doubt you get a lot of really wide skills in terms of working with people, trying to solve problems, and I'd say any soldier that's leaving the army, because we all leave at some point, I do believe that some of the skills that everyone's gained, whether you've been in for 3 years or 20 years like I have, I think you do find that there's an awful lot of things that you just accumulate over your time which will stand you in good stead for the future.
You had an opportunity to sit down and look at the skill set that you have and actually document it all.
Well, you try and do a bit of that, and what's been most illuminating for me is when I've sat down with non-military friends, actually they identify an awful lot of skills that you take for granted in the military. That ability to work with people, that ability just to take challenges just as something to overcome rather than to be stopped by the kind of the brick wall, but just to kind of get over the wall. You forget sometimes just how many skills that you've gained over your time in the army, and I think that any soldier has probably gained far, far more employable skills than they realise, and that's one of the things that you do start to realise when you do job hunt.
Now, looking back again over your career, you said there'd been lots of highs. I'm going to ask you to narrow it down to one or two. What's been the biggest either achievement or the best for you?
Great times in the early 90s in Germany, just suddenly discovering this right at the heart of Europe and just being able to explore all these new countries that I'd never been to before. And Northern Ireland, deploying to in my first tour in the early 90s, was something that real eye-opener, a real surprise to me in lots of ways, but really, really great fun. And I think just working through just all the places I've been around the world, just getting a chance to see some things that you don't get to see if you're not a soldier, some of these places which are right in the corner of a country, a real privilege, and the last 2 years have very much been the icing on the cake.
I think you possibly just answered this next question, but I'm going to ask you anyway. It is a career that you would recommend to anyone?
It's been great fun. I would certainly... I would certainly say to anyone that it's a great, great opportunity, full of opportunities, in fact. It's an adventurous life. It does have its downsides in terms of the risk, and we're all very well aware of that, but we're all volunteers, and I think that the life that you lead is a hard one to match anywhere else, and I think I'll miss a lot of that whenever I go into my next job, because I'll miss the banter, I'll miss that sort of camaraderie, and I'll miss that opportunity just to go to far-flung places and see things that I won't normally see. So, yeah, I would unequivocally recommend it to anyone.
Excellent. That's a good note to leave it on. Thank you very much, Lieutenant Colonel Dougie Graham. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.